What's going on, everybody? Welcome back. Another episode of Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. Today, I want to talk about helping other people, and that's kind of been my thing this week, you guys, is helping other people. And why don't some people choose not to help other people? And what satisfaction it brings to your life when you do help other people? And we're going to talk about that today on Chilling with Canada. Don't go away. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back. Another episode of Chilling with Canada. I hope everybody's having a great week, and I hope everybody had a great day today. And if you woke up feeling kind of yucky, I hope you just went with your day and made it good. I hope you made it a good day. That's what it's about, man. I hope everybody's being that positive influence to other people and helping other people. That's kind of been my big thing this week, you guys, is helping others, you know, and how that can make you feel as a person. So we're going to talk about that all today on Chilling with Canada. What is up? It was a good day. I was going to say it's going to be a good day, but I already had my day. My day was good. And you want to know why? Because I made it a good day. But I've kind of been stuck on the helping other people, you guys, this week. And for those who have me on Facebook, and if you don't, you can go and search my page, Chilling with Canada. It's an open page, so go on and jump on there, man. And I share all my content, all that extra stuff to make people feel good about you. I like to post once a day, once in the morning, and then I try to throw a quote up there or a little. So y'all go in and like that Facebook page. Sorry, my mind drifted away for a minute. But anyways, today we're going to talk about some good things, some positive things. And hopefully you guys can take what I say and use it and just remember it and be that change and be that guidance for other people. What I first want to start off with is kind of a question for all you guys to think about, okay? The question is, why don't some people choose not to help other people? What are some reasons, you know? And to yourself, think about some reasons in your head right now. I'm about to read you guys a few that I wrote down. And the first one is it has nothing to do with them. And that's the first one. And, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter if it doesn't have anything to do with you. It doesn't matter if you know that person. It doesn't matter about anything. If you see someone struggling, the right thing to do would be to help them. Be that change and help them. You don't have to know somebody to help them do something, you know. The way I used to think was just like that. If I seen somebody in need back in the day, I'm just gonna laugh at you. And if I don't know you, what the heck am I gonna help you for? And that's so not okay. It's mean. And some people won't see it as it being mean, but it's definitely mean. Most definitely. You know, people want this world to change. And there's a lot of grumpy people in this world. Don't get me wrong. There is a lot of grumpy people. And, but, man, it doesn't matter who you are. If I see you, you know, and you're having trouble with something, and, you know, guys, you don't have to physically give them something. You don't have to give them anything. Just a simple helping them do something, just helping them vent, you know, listen to them, let them vent to you. You know, that's helping that person. And you don't know how you're going to affect that person. You're going to change that person's day. I can tell you that if you let him just help him with something, you know, and he's going to, and hopefully he remembers you helping him and he can go and help other people. Or when you are in need, he can help you. And he'll remember, hey, I helped this guy. Or he helped me, excuse me. I'm going to help this guy. And, you know, or maybe you changed his whole attitude and he's going to go help somebody because he sees that there still are good people in this world, and maybe I should be one. Maybe I should join that. Hop on that train and go and help people. You know, and be that change. We need more people like that. There's not enough people like that. You know, there's not. And people complain about the problems that are coming in this world and how people are grumpy and mean. And you know what? We'll make them feel good. Try to help them out of that grumpiness. You know, there's no reason to be grumpy. I don't care how old you are. You know, there's no reason to be grumpy all the time. And I know some people that are just grumpy 24/7. And people who go in public and are just mean, straight mean to people. And like, what does that person need your attitude for? He doesn't. They don't. You know, and if you're the type of person to be grumpy, who's grumpy all the time and who has an attitude all the time, well, then go do what you need to do. Don't talk to nobody and go home. You know, don't nobody want to talk to you if you have an attitude. You ain't going to come up to me talking to me like that, you know, but we have to be those people to try to help them get them out of that funk. And some people, well, you're just not going to, you know what I'm saying? It's just not going to happen, but let's try. If people see me doing good things, maybe that'll change them, you know? Another one is, well, we talked about they don't know that person. So the third one I have is, well, I guess we covered all three of those things. It has nothing to do with them. They don't know that person, and they're just grumpy and not caring individual. But we talked about all that. But it'll make you feel good as a person to help other people, no matter if you know them or not. You know, and here's the way I kind of look at it now. So everybody who's heard my shows, I've mentioned it many times, I have a past, okay? And if everybody, let's just say everybody was just thought about this, just like me, and didn't want to help nobody, just cared about yourself. If that was everybody, I think of it as I would not be where I'm at today. You know, because I needed help. And when I was in that state of mind, I didn't want to help other people. And if I don't want to help other people, well then, why the hell should somebody help me? You know? Why? If everybody thought like I did when I was back then, I would probably be dead somewhere. And that's not a joke. You know? And I kind of... only a few people who know about my past, but I'm good now, you know what I'm saying? But I just think of it like that. If I didn't get help and people didn't help me, well, I wouldn't be sitting here doing this, I'll tell you that much, you know? And that's kind of, it's just very selfish. It is so selfish to not care about anybody else but you. You have a purpose, right? But so does Bill and Jenny and Tom and Mark and Anthony. You know, they all have purposes too. So why should you not, you know, help them if they need help? Why? You shouldn't. Or you should, excuse me. You should. I don't care if you don't know them. Help people who need help. Because it's gonna come back and get you if you don't, and it's gonna come back and get you if you do. Bad or good, you choose. But if you see someone sitting there struggling with doing something or struggling with something, go be that person. Man, you're all right? When you need a hand, let me do it. I got you. Be that person and be that change. You know? At that time, other people were just people to me, you know. I had friends, you know, but again, at that time, that's all they were. I didn't, you know, I couldn't really say I love you, you know. I got best friends I say I love you to, you know what I'm saying? But back then, when I had friends, they were my friends. You know, I never checked up on them, you know, like I do now. Because I didn't care about anybody but myself. And those friends were my friends because I did what I shouldn't have been doing with those friends. And that's all I cared about those guys, was that stuff. You know, and that's... I found six scientific benefits of helping other people. The first one is going to help you live longer, which is true. It's going to make you feel good, which is going to boost up your self-esteem. You know, it's going to make you feel good about yourself, and you're going to continue to do it because of the feeling you get when you do it. You know, it makes us happy. It makes me so happy. I had an episode about a little boy named Michael. It made me so happy to do that. So happy. And I think that's why I continue to do it, because it made me so happy. And, you know, and when I do something to help somebody, I don't expect anything in return. You know, no money. Money's nice, you know, and I could use some money, but man, I'm going to help you, you know, and I'm not going to ask no questions. You know what I'm saying? The other one, I don't really know how to explain it, but I guess it kind of makes sense. It says may help with chronic pain. And the other one is lowers blood pressure, which, again, you help somebody, it makes you less stressed, you know, and promotes positive behavior in teens. Working with a school system, I see a bunch of kids, you know, and I'll give you an example that happened the other day. I saw a kid crying, you know what I'm saying? And when I tell you the reason he's crying, you're going to be like, well, what the heck? But, you know, you've got to think in like a 10-year-old, okay? 11, however old he is. But these guys are the class clowns, you know, and sometimes they think they're tougher than people and they're badasses. You know, in reality, you guys are just kids. You're not. But so I seen him out in the playground, and then one of them was crying with a piece of paper in his hand. I said, I'm going to go talk to this guy. So I went over there. I said, what's up, man? And he just hands me the piece of paper, and I read it, and it's a write-up. This kid was crying over write-up. It's all fun and games until your name gets wrote down on a piece of paper. But I sat down with him, and I was like, I was just talking to him, you know, back and forth, and I was giving him some positive influences. And eventually, you know, he stopped crying. He looked at me, and he was, and I think he was taking what I was saying, you know, and really thinking about it. And I told him, I said, man, you got 30 more days before you're in middle school. Then you got football. You know, I don't know if they have baseball. I know they got football. I'm sure they got baseball in middle school. But I said, what you want to do? And he looks at me, he says, I want to be in the band. And I was like, the band? I was not expecting that. I said, what instrument you going to play? And he said, oh, man, what instrument did he say? The snare? I think that's what he said. Drums. We'll go with percussion. You know, I said, all right, man, that'll get you middle school, high school, and there's band in college. You know what I'm saying? And maybe the drums, maybe that's your purpose. Maybe that's your purpose. You know, of course, I'm using smaller words because it's just a kid. You know what I'm saying? But I told him, I said, man, you can't let what's written on that paper affect your, you know, just accept the punishment. You messed up. Just accept it for what it is and continue moving on. You know, there's no point of letting this ruin your recess time. Go enjoy your life. I said, tomorrow's never promised, buddy. And he said, that's what my mom always says too. I said, well, take our advice and ignore what's on this piece of paper. Learn from it, but move on. Accept it for what it is. You messed up. Don't mess up like that again. You know, I said, we all make mistakes, and we're going to make plenty of them. I said, but all you can do is learn from your mistakes and continuing moving forward with your life. You know, and this recess is only like 15 minutes. I said, get up there and go play. And he finally wiped his eyes. He put his paper in his pocket and he went to have fun. And the feeling that I got after I saw him go and start playing ball with the other kids, I was like, man, why can't everybody be like that? All it takes is sometimes just a conversation, you know, to make somebody feel like, hey, man, he's right. I messed up. Learn from my mistakes and move on. Can't let it ruin my day. It's the truth. You know, I didn't lie to the kid. You messed up. Learn from your mistakes. You're going to mess up again. Doesn't mean you're a failure. You may have failed at that, but that doesn't say stop your life. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully he can just grow as a teenager. And while he's growing up, and always remember that conversation. That's what I really hope. Always remember that conversation and apply it and think about it and continue with your day. You know, and it just makes you feel good. And it definitely gives them that positive mindset of, hey, man, I can do this. He's right. It's just a piece of paper with my name on it. 30 more days, I'm out of here. I mean, yeah, it may go on his record and follow him, but just learn from it and do find your purpose and hop on the road and be prepared for bumps, curves, speed bumps, detours. You know, be prepared for that stuff because that stuff's going to come. You can't stop it. You can fix it when it comes, but you can't prevent it from coming. You can try to prevent something from happening, but sometimes stuff just happens, you know, and once it happens, you may feel stuck, but you can't let that stop you from your entire life. Because if you stay stuck, you then don't see the light at the end of that tunnel. All you see is darkness. And you're going to do things that you don't need to be doing and you shouldn't be doing. You know, it just. And when you do see somebody who's kind of depressed, you know, again, help them. Maybe be that friend that they can talk to and vent to, and you can give them advice and vice versa. You know, be that person for somebody. It's going to make you feel great. The last one we covered a little bit of, it says, gives us a sense of purpose and satisfaction. Facts. That's what that does. What I just said, it's going to make you, hey man, I feel good after I did that. It's going to make you feel good as a person. You know, it's going to give you that satisfaction to keep doing good. You know, because, man, this kid listened to me. And it really made me feel good, you guys. And you guys help people. No reason why we shouldn't help each other. No reason. You know, and some reasons, you know, to help people, help someone, and maybe you can have an impact on that person and they will help you out if you're ever in need or just a random stranger. It doesn't matter, like I said. And the reason I keep repeating that is because I used to have so many people, man, I don't know this person. Why am I going to help them? Why not? What's going to hurt you or slow your day down if you don't stop and help somebody for a quick minute? You know? Another good thing, you know, about helping other people, that you may find something new for you to enjoy while you help other people with whatever it is you're helping them with. And that's absolutely true. You know, you help somebody do something, you know, and maybe that's something you enjoy. And now you find yourself a new hobby. You know, it can benefit us for the good. It can. And people just have to understand that. But it's not going to benefit us if we don't do it. We have to do it in order for it to benefit us. The feeling you get when you do help somebody, my favorite thing to see is someone smile after I do it for them. You know, just that smile of, man, I made an impact on this guy's life. Kid, guy, it doesn't matter. Seeing a smile knows that I just did my good deed, and it makes me want to continue to do my good deed. You know what? I am who I am. My past is my past. I'm not, I can't worry about my past, you know, and my past will be brought up, you know, and judge me if you want to, but there are such things as second chances, and that's what I needed, and I got it, you know, and I'm going to make the best of it, and I'm just thankful, you know, because if people thought like I used to think, like I said, I wouldn't be here, and that's probably a fact, you know, that's probably a fact. There's a lot of people that don't know a lot about my past, but if you do, you know that I probably would be dead, and I'm so grateful that I matured, and my mind thinks way differently now, you know, I'm so grateful for that, and I'm grateful that you guys always listen to my shows and you guys show support and love on my Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages. It makes me feel great. You know, it makes me want to continue to do this. And I'm helping people right now. You guys, if you're having a bad day and you don't want to talk to nobody, but you want to listen to something, well, you go on and turn me on and you have a listen, you know, and it's going to, I'm hoping that what I say will make you feel good about who you are and give you that reassurance that, okay, you're having a bad day now. That's fine. Let it out. You know, go by yourself. Let it out. Continue with my day. And sometimes your entire day is shit, and that's fine. Wake up tomorrow and make it a better day. And one thing I like to tell people is if you are in a bad mood and if you are having a shitty day, it's not right to be mad, not really mad, but have an attitude towards somebody else. What did that person do to deserve your attitude? Nothing. You know? And if that's the way you are, and you know you are that way, but you don't mean to be that way, just avoid people. Say, hey, man, look, I'm not having the greatest day today, and I don't want to take anything out on you on accident, but I'm just going to kind of hang and do me, but if I'm not talking, just understand, it's not you, I'm just not having an okay day. And that person be like, oh man, alright man, for sure. Or that person be like, man, what's up, do you want to talk about it? That's the person that I am. We can talk about it if you want to, but don't feel like you have to, but I got you. And if they say no, cool, I leave them alone. You know, there's no point in me sitting there trying to be like, oh man, come on, man, come on, man. No, why? They just told me they're having a shit day. And if they're not going to talk to me, they want to let me know it's not me, it's them. And I say, hey man, let's talk about it. And you tell me no, I'm out. Got you, man. Talk to you tomorrow. Be good. You know? And that's just the type of person I am. And that's just respect. You know, if someone wants their space, give that person their space. You know, but helping people is important, and it's going to make everybody feel so great about themselves. It really, really is. And I hope that you guys will take what I said today and remember it and go back to it and listen to it. You know, I want to be the change, and I want you guys to be the change with me. We can all be the change together, and it's just going to be amazing, you guys. And tell people about this podcast, man. I've been trying to bring it up whenever I'm talking to people on a daily basis. Hey, man, check this out, you know. But I think, you know, of course, I'm still learning. Of course, that's going to be a learning process, trying to fiddle with all this computer stuff. And I know I repeat myself, you know, like, You know what I'm saying, but just kind of bear with me. I want to get the point across, you know, and as long as I can get the point across, then I'm Gucci, you know. But I'm starting school in the summer, so I'm excited about that, and hopefully it ties into all this, what I'm doing now. I can learn and get better, you know, but only way I'm going to get better is if I keep doing them, and that's my goal. I'm going to keep doing them, not only to get better, but to make people feel better about themselves and to give people that reassurance that, hey, you're all right. You know, if you've fallen down, get back up. you know, and keep moving. And let me help you get up. Let me be your motivation and your guidance to help you get back on your track. You know, there's going to be bumps. There's going to be curves. But you have to fight through it and then push through it and just live every day like it's your last day, because we're not promised a day. We're not promised tomorrow. Excuse me. That's what I always, that's my motto. I love that motto, you know, because it's true. You wake up, who says, you go to bed, who says you're waking up? Nobody. You wake up if you wake up, and if you don't, unfortunately you don't. But be nice, be the change, and just help people, you guys. Don't care. Strangers, help somebody. And I hope people are using that this week. I posted on Facebook a challenge for those who aren't on my Facebook. The challenge was to help somebody. It doesn't matter who it is. Help somebody. And be that change and that motivation for somebody. It'll make you feel good. So for those listening right now, I know it's about to be Thursday, but this week into the weekend, I really want you guys to focus on helping somebody. Do something for somebody, or just talk to somebody. And let that person know that there still are people good in this world who do care. You know, because some people just feel like nobody cares. And that's not true. Make that person understand that's not true. Be the change. Be the motivation. And always stay positive, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you guys. But check me out on Facebook, Chilling with Canada, Instagram, at Chilling with Canada Podcast, and follow my Twitter at C Canada, Canada, K-A-N-A-D-U-H, because I'm cool. I'm badass. No, I'm just kidding. But go check me out, you guys. I'm also on YouTube, Chilling with Canada Podcast. Also, go look at the episodes on there as well. But Instagram, or not Instagram, Apple Music, Spotify, Google Podcast, all that fun stuff. Go check me out and tell people about me. You know, if somebody's having a bad day, hey, man, check this guy out on check this guy's podcast out. You know what I'm saying? But thank you for all the love and support, you guys. It means so much. And always remember, stay positive. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to another episode of Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. Thank you so much for all the love and support, you guys. And I hope to see you guys back here again soon. Tell your friends, tell your family. Remember, stay positive. See you guys.